Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College basketball at 1230 KHAS. Broncos on the road today, getting set to take on Morningside in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game up first with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, this ball game with Morningside has always been a kind of a special game. It was probably as a player and now you as a head coach, probably a special game for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was a few years back in the early 2000s where we went back and forth year after year. In 02 and 03 we won it, and in 03, 04 we won it, and then or 02, 03, and then they won it a couple years, and then we won it, and just kind of traded it back and forth. And so it's a great rivalry, and both programs have a lot of respect for one another. Definitely a difficult place to play, as they have, you know, a great crowd and a following, and have just had a really good tradition here. Jamie does a great job, and you know, it's an exciting game for us.
There's a lot of rivalries we have with Nebraska Wesley and with Doan, but is this, as far as basketball, women's basketball concerned, the biggest rivalry we've got?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, as I mentioned before, both programs have had you know, a lot of success here in the last 10, 15 years, and so ever since Morningside jumped in the league, it's been a battle, and you know, we're probably pretty even in the win to loss record between the two of us. So definitely, like I said, a lot of respect for this program, and you know, both kind of national, you know, kind of championship type programs. So definitely a big rivalry for us.
Kind of like a measuring stick in it to see how far we've really come from since the first of the season, because this is the first conference game we played of the season.
Yeah, you know, and I thought we did a really good job at home. I thought we played pretty well for most of that game. We turned it over a lot in the first half. I think we had 13 turnovers in the first half, and then limited our turnovers to 4 in the second half the first time we played them. So, again, you know, as always, turnover is going to be a huge thing today. We've got to be able to limit those and limit their opportunities to play transition basketball. Again, in that first time we played them at home, we definitely tried to pressure them quite a bit throughout the game, and I think it was effective at times, and then at other times I think it kind of wore us down a little bit. So today you'll see us kind of pick and choose our times a little bit more than we did the first game. But I definitely felt like we battled well, and we're playing pretty physical even way back in that first game.
We're kind of picking and choosing our spots to pressure in backcourt here the last month or so.
Yeah, you know, it has a lot to do with just keeping kids fresh and being able to pressure certain people, and then others kind of just trying to keep them in front, and just playing smarter basketball. You know, sometimes it's not in your favor to pressure certain teams or certain kids, and so we've been trying to kind of pinpoint you know, specific teams or individual players that we can kind of get up and try to maybe force some turnovers in specific instances.
You'll see another team that will apply a lot of pressure on us today, backcourt. We've been handling that pretty well up until now.
Yeah, you know, I think we've gotten a lot better at it. Morningside, the thing that makes them difficult in their pressure is that they mix it up a lot. So we won't see the same thing all the time. We'll probably see some maybe 2-2-1, kind of slow you down, full court press, and we may see some full frontal denial with lots and lots of pressure trying to turn us over. We may see some half court. We may see some full court kind of man run and jump type stuff. So the thing that makes it difficult, like I said, is that they really mix it up, and they really try to keep you on your toes and get you out of sync based on you just trying to, you know, spend time figuring out what they're trying to do to you.
How's this pressure from Morningside going to differ from what we saw in our last ball game with Concordia?
Well, they don't play quite as much man, you know, they have been showing a little bit of man-to-man full-court pressure, but not near as much as Concordia. Morningside plays a little bit more zone, matchup zone, in the half court, some 1-3-1, some traps on the wings, and you'll see a lot of traps in the corners. And so, again, you know, it's going to be very similar to maybe like a Briarcliff, and then you throw in a little more man, and it's somewhere in there. So what I told our kids, you know, as we've been preparing for Morningside, is that it's not really anything we haven't seen. It's just a mixture of a lot of those things that we've already seen and attacked and played against.
Coming off of the Concordia loss, we turned the ball over 20 times against Concordia the last time out. Were you happy with the way we handled the pressure there?
Well, again, you know, we turned it over a little bit more in the first half than we did the second half. I think we had 11 in the first half, which is a few more than we wanted. You know, more so than I think we did a good job of, you know, breaking that press pretty consistently, although I thought we were maybe a little bit too passive at times and not aggressive enough. And actually, I think that caused us to make some more turnovers than we would have if we would have been a little bit more aggressive. So it's kind of one of those things where there's a fine line between, you know, really trying to take care of the ball and not turn it over to the point where you're so passive and so careful that you're not taking advantage of the opportunities to really make them pay for the pressure that they're applying in the backcourt. And I thought that was more of the issue against Concordia the other day.
Concordia really took away. Cammie Bruckman scores just 5 points in the ballgame. I think she was 1-for-13 from the field. Just a bad shooting day, or something that Concordia did?
No, you know, I thought she had the same kind of looks and opportunities as she normally does for the most part. You know, she had some open three looks, and she had a few drives to the basket with her left hand that, you know, just didn't fall. I think they did a fairly good job on her, too, but, you know, I think it was a bit of an off day for her. And then also, I think a little bit that their pressure that they were applying was putting her in positions where maybe she's not quite familiar in how to get a shot, or her teammates, our team wasn't real sure about how to get her in situations where we could get her the ball. You know, sometimes we were getting the ball down the floor into the half court and trying to run a set with 12, 13 seconds left on the shot clock. And so it was forcing us to scramble a little bit and wasn't allowing us to get her the ball in the spots that we want to get her the ball.
Laura Zwiener came through with, 28 points in the ball game against Concordia?
Yeah, you know, Laurel did a great job. She was really just a difficult thing to stop for them. You know, it was a tough matchup for them, and they really had no answer for her. And we tried to expose that in the times that it was difficult for us to get it, you know, down to where we could execute an offense and get it to her. You know, that was obviously a challenge for us, but in the times that we were able to break the press and then get it to her, I mean, she was almost automatic. So she did a really good job and played 28 and a half minutes, which is, you know, a few more than she normally plays, and played strong, I thought, through those 28 minutes for the most part. So she did a great job for us, and you know, we'll look again today to really use her.
Okay, we'll take a break, come back, and talk about Morningside as our pregame show continues after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Hastings in fourth-ranked Morningside here this afternoon. Coach, you start the day in a three-way tie for fifth place in the conference final game of the regular season. So a lot of movement either up or down as a result of today.
Sure, you know, and I think everybody that's in those fifth through eight spots has a tough game today for the most part. So it'll be interesting to see how it all works out. You know, we haven't even really talked about that much with our team. We've just tried to kind of focus on, you know, the challenge that we have today and making sure that we, you know, bring a lot of effort and that we're prepared and understand that it's going to take, you know, a great effort on our entire team's part today to be able to knock them off.
Points are not going to be easy to come by today. They're number one in the conference defensively.
Yeah, you know, and again, that goes back to, you know, just first of all, they have really good athletes, and they mix things up quite a bit, and so they're always keeping offenses on their toes, and you know, just getting teams to get out of sync a little bit. And so, again, our strategy today is going to be to attack, you know, and we've seen these presses before, but at the same time, you know, they're different athletes on the floor, and they have some good size on the perimeter, and they have some post players that can really move. So it's definitely going to be, you know, different in that way than some of the other presses we've broken. But, again, that's going to be a huge key, and that's one of the reasons why they're so successful defensively.
Their number one player, Chelsea Trask, up out here.
You know, she is she just knows how to score, you know. She comes up with big buckets for them when they need one. She can hit threes. She can drive and finishes really well in the lane. She uses her feet well when she gets in the paint. So she's definitely somebody that they look to go to. But another thing that makes her great is she's got a lot of other players around her that she can share the ball with, and she's a good passer. And that's one of the things that makes her such a threat is – you got to guard her really well, but if you try to help off on her, she's a really good passer. So we're going to have to really work to get her in situations that she doesn't want to be in today.
Not only are they number one defensively, on the other end of the floor, number one shooting a three-point shot. So it's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're going to have to be smart about, you know, how we guard their perimeter players and not help off too much and which is difficult to do when you have so many scorers on the perimeter that can drive it and shoot it, and that's what makes them so tough to guard. So again, that's one of the reasons why you may see us do some stuff in the backcourt, just to kind of slow them down a little bit.
You had some success here as a player. You had some success here before with Tony. How do you win in this building?
Well, you know, you can't be intimidated, you know, and you gotta understand that it's going to be a battle and that you gotta compete, and you can't be discouraged or, like I said, intimidated by the environment. Just keep your head about you, and it's their senior day, and there's a lot of emotion for them, so we're going to have to really match that intensity.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Gary Hossetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in fourth-ranked Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Sioux City. Hastings College women getting set to take on the fourth-ranked team of the country this afternoon, the Morningside Mustangs. The men's game will follow this one at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Morningside coming in 24-4 on the season. They've already clinched at least a tie for the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. Their mark sitting at 16-3 in the conference. Hastings College coming in 15-14. They're 10-9 in the conference. And just like that, we're set to go. Hastings College going to be dressed in their black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Morningside going to be dressed in their white jerseys, trimmed and lettered in their dark crimson. And Morningside controls the opening tip. The Mustangs will shoot to our basket to our right. They've got one of the premier players in the nation, a first-team All-American from last year, Chelsea Trask, in there. She feeds the ball inside. A left-handed shot is up there and in. Ashlyn Buell scoring there to get the Morningside Mustangs out on top. 2-0 is the score. So we talked in the pregame show. Morningside will apply a lot of pressure in backcourt as they tip the ball away here on the near sideline. End of the scorer's table. Ashlyn Buell is over here defensively for Morningside. Morningside forces 21 turnovers on their defensive end. Hastings College will have to take care of the basketball if they want to stay in this ball game. Hastings lost to Morningside earlier this year in Hastings 74-66. There's a shot taken by Bruckman from the wing. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Mustangs down the near sideline. That's Baudette with the ball. Baseline to Ocean. A shot is up and in. Leon Ocean hits a short jumper from the right baseline. And just like that, it's a 4-0 ball game. Morningside is out on top. Hastings looking at some pressure here in backcourt. With the basketball, there is going to be Brittany Wong.
Brittany Wong dribbling on the ball. She approaches the midcourt stripe, and she just finally gets it into the offensive zone with 16 left on the shot clock. Here's Chelsea Morton on the wing on the right side. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Down low to Thompson. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Thompson scores on the assist from Laurel Zwiener. That's a 4-2 ball game now. Morningside has got the lead. Here come the Mustangs running back the other way. Shelby Baudette has got the ball. Comes across the top to Hannah Bloom. Bloom moves it to the wing on the right side. Back outside, the three-point arc to Shelby Baudette. Over the right side to Leanne Osten. Top of the key again to a Chelsea Trask. Moves it to her right. Now drives it inside and a pass. Down low, a shot's going to be up there. No good by Wollenberg. And the rebound comes down here. Hastings College running back the other way. It's going to be Brittany Wong with the ball. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. Just underway. We're at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon with Bronco basketball. There's Thompson on the short baseline left side. Her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson scoring there. She's hit both field goals so far for the Broncos. And now we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Morningside scores the first four. Hastings comes back with 4 points of their own. Shelby Baudette with the ball. The Chelsea Trask free throw line extended left side. Trask puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. That's Osten with the ball. Osten comes across the top again to Baudette. Now back inside. A shot up there by Mule. There's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot to be blocked down. Hannah Bloom can't get that one to go. As we got a block shot there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. For Zwiener, that's her 43rd block of the season. Hastings College comes back with the ball with a chance to pull ahead. Here's Brinkman over here on the left side to Brittany Wong. Feeds inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Morningside. That's Bloom with a rebound. She hands it away here to Baudette. Long pass ahead to Trask. Throws up a three-pointer over Brinkman. Shot good. Chelsea Trask, a three-pointer. She is sixth in the conference in three-pointers made this season. Morningside as a team is number one in the conference in three-pointers made. They have thrown down 249 trays so far this year. That's about 8.8 per ball game. Here's a Brinkman down on the baseline on the left side. She's cut off there. Brinkman has to get it out here to Chelsea Morton on the wing. Morton dribbles inside the free throw circle. Can't do anything with the ball. Comes over here to Brinkman. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Off balance shot is up there. No good, but she's hacked to the arm. And Brinkman will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Shelby Baudette picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, the first team foul on the Mustangs here in this ball game. This is a loud old place to play, and these two teams have played 18 times so far this year over the years, and the series is tied up exactly 9-9. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Brinkman. She's coming off a kind of a rough performance the other day against Concordia. Brinkman shot only 1 out of 13 from the field on Wednesday night. Scored just 5 points in the ballgame. She's averaging 13.2 in the season. Brinkman eyes the bucket. Second shot is up there. It is good. And Morningside now with a two-point lead. 7-5 is the score. Mustangs have the lead. 16 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Hastings and Morningside went toe-to-toe in that first ball game, and Hastings losing the ball game at the end by 8 points eventually, 74-66. That was the first conference game we played this season way back in November. So they played the first one of the season, and we played the last conference game of the season. Here's Trask, a three-pointer from the top of the key. It's good. Chelsea Trask scoring there from the top of the key, and Morningside has now got a 10-5 advantage over Hastings College as Chelsea Trask has got a couple of three-pointers. There's a steal now in backcourt by the Mustangs. There's another shot by Trask from the elbow. A shot good. Chelsea Trask with 8 points, 8 out of the 12 here for the Mustangs to get things started. Hastings turns the ball away, and Morningside converts. There's a long pass down the floor. They get it to Cammie Brinkman. Brinkman left side of the lane. Brinkman holding on the ball, has to get rid of it. Now she does. Chelsea Morton with it, throws it over there on the wing on the right side to Melissa Thompson. Cross-court pass comes over here to Brittany Wong. Wong behind a screen from Brinkman. 12-5 the score. Morningside, the fourth-ranked team in the nation with a lead. There's Brinkman for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Trask. Outlet pass comes to Baudette. Comes into the offensive zone. Cross-court pass goes over to Hannah Bloom as she holds the ball there against Melissa Thompson. Hannah Bloom has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Thompson. First turnover on Morningside of the ball game. Thompson comes back down the right sideline. Now to Cammie Brinkman. Comes across the top. Now to Morton. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal. The Broncos back to within 5 points. It is 12-7 now. We played about 5 minutes here in this one from Sioux City today. Trask with the ball. Comes over to Jessica Teets, who is into the ball game now. Down on the baseline, the Morningside Mustangs lose the ball out of bounds. That's Leanne Osten losing the ball off of her fingertips out of bounds. The second turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. So 15:04 to play here in this first half. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Morningside off to a rugged start. 5 out of 8 so far from the field. 2 out of 2 on three-pointers. So Hastings College bringing the ball back up now. There's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Morton on the dribble. Gets it away to a Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Bruckman. Down to Morton. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Back outside to Wong. To Cammie Bruckman. Top of the key. Three-pointer good. They'll give her a two. They say her foot was on the line. Cammie Bruckman nails the two ball from the top of the circle there. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the ball game, and Hastings back to within 3 points now at 12-9. 14 and a half minutes to play here in the first half from Sioux City this afternoon. There's Kayleen Anderson. Her pass inside. Wide open. The shot is up and in. Jessica Teets scoring there. Broncos lost her defensively. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Teets was wide open as they got her the ball. A timeout called here by Hastings. 14 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 14, Hastings College 9.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We're in Sioux City here this afternoon. A lot of action on this final day of the regular season across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan is playing at Dort today in women's basketball. Midland is at Northwestern. Concordia is at Mount Marty. Hastings here against Morningside. Then tonight at 6:30, Briarcliff will play at Dakota Wesleyan. Top four teams in the conference, and it appears all four of these teams will have the home court advantage beginning Wednesday in the GPAC postseason tournament. Morningside, Concordia, Northwestern, Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, and Hastings all tied for fifth place in the conference right now at 10-9. The last team in the GPAC tournament will be Dort. They've got Midland, Doan, and Nebraska Wesleyan. They'll be missing the postseason tournament. But Hastings can finish anywhere from fifth down to about the seventh place in the standings, depending on what happens here today. That'll determine where they go next Wednesday in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. 14-9 is the score here. Hastings College trailing the fourth-ranked team in the country, Morningside Mustangs, here this afternoon. Hastings gets the ball up into their offensive zone. There's Cammie Bruckman. There's a pass down to Frankie Peterson. She grabs it, shoots, and scores. Peterson on the weak side there. She was wide open down on the baseline as they got her the ball, and Peterson lays it in. 14-11. The Broncos back to within 3 points again. There's Morningside with the ball into their forecourt as they get it over there to Leanne Osten. Now outside the ring, that's going to be Bobby McManaman, who's into the ball game. As she lobs her inside, there's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Teets. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Chelsea Morton with a rebound, comes on the near sideline. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Frankie Peterson moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Her pass out on top is deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Morton. Back down to Peterson. Inside, they get it to Sierra Williamson. She mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Peterson on the baseline. Out to Morton. Now top of the key. Out there with Hastings with the ball is going to be Brittany Wong. Here's a long-range jumper by Bruckman. A three-pointer, no good. Rebound Williamson. Out on the wing down to Brittany Wong as she keeps her alive here for the Broncos. To Peterson on the baseline, drives it toward the goal. A shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Morningside. Mustangs down the near sideline. That's Osten with the ball. And then we got contact made right in front of the Bronco bench as Wong runs into Bobby McManaman over there. A personal foul is going to be called on Wong. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in this basketball game. That's the first foul we've had. We played about 7 minutes here. The women's college basketball this afternoon. Down to 13:05 to go. 14-11 is the score. Morningside with a three-point lead. Mustangs have the ball down the lane. McManaman loses control of the ball and is picked up by Williamson. Long pass ahead to Bruckman. Her driving layup is going to be blocked out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul called. Cammie Bruckman comes back the other way. A foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Lacey Lehman of Morningside. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman with 3 points in the basketball game. Hastings trailing by three, 14-11, and the shot is up there. It's no good. Bruckman misses the free throw. Hastings still the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 65% of their foul shots this year. They are 10th in the league in field goal percentage at 37% and 10th in three-point shooting at 27%. Next shot is up there. It is good by Bruckman, so she hits one out of two. And the Broncos now trail by just 2 points at 14-12. 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half from Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Mustangs back with the ball. Here's Lehman. Comes across the top. They get it to a Randy Ebert is into the ball game now. She throws the basketball away. Ebert throws it to the far side. Nobody home there for Morningside. It goes sailing into the second row of the bleachers over there. That's the fourth turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. And Hastings College now with a chance to pull ahead with a three-point field goal as Frankie Peterson will play things in. Wong here in backcourt will try to bring her up. Morningside applying pressure back here with McManaman. Still in backcourt is going to be Wong. Finally gets it across the midcourt stripe there to Chelsea Morton. Now to Brittany Wong. Outside to Cammy Breckman. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing to Morton. Now to Sierra Williamson. Down in the corner. Frankie Peterson inside to Breckman. Throws up a shot. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Hastings getting the ball right in front of the basket there to Cammy Breckman. And a personal foul is called here on Morningside. And Hastings again will go to the free throw line. Breckman again will go to the charity stripe here for Hastings College. Personal foul whistle on Ashlyn Mule. That's going to be her first. And a shot from the free throw line by Breckman is up and in. Breckman now with 5 points in the ball game. Anna Bloom comes back into the ball game. Kayleen Anderson comes out now for the Mustangs. Morningside has already clinched at least a tie for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. They can win it outright with a win here over Hastings College. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. And Hastings College has tied this ball game up at 14 points apiece with 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play. In the first half, here's Randy Ebert with the ball. Randy Ebert behind the screen out here in three-point territory. Lobs it to the left side of the lane to McManaman. Comes back outside to Ebert. Now swings it right side. That's Lehman with the ball. Her bounce pass will be kicked there by Breckman. And a kicking violation on the Broncos. It'll be Morningside playing it in right in front of the Hastings bench to our right. Up at 15 seconds on the shot clock. There comes Chelsea Trask back into the ball game now. Lehman will check out. Trask in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, two threes and a two-point field goal. She's already got 8 points in the ball game. Trask, the NAIA Division II first-team All-American from a season ago and headed that way again here for the 2012-2013 season. Backdoor cut to the other Trask, who lays it off in the lane to Mule, and she's fouling the play. Trask was too far underneath the basket to go up, but she found the Ashlyn Mule right in front of the basket. She goes up and she's fouling the play. Personal foul is called on Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So Sierra picks up her first, and now Mule goes to the free throw line. She's a 67% foul shooter in the season, 65 out of 96 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Morningside sixth as a team in field goal, actually free throw percentage at 69%. They are third in the league in field goal percentage at 44%. And they are number two in the conference in three-point shooting at 36%. Mule back to the free throw line. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. 15-14. Morningside has got the lead. Here's Taz Yorg into the lineup now for Hastings. Goes to Morton at the free throw line, trying to drive it. Gets it back out to Williamson. Inside the free throw circle to Morton. Fakes the three. Drives the ball to the goal. A shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton scores for Hastings College. Morton now with a couple of field goals and 4 points, and the Broncos have the lead. Hastings leading Morningside by a score of 16-15 with 11 minutes and 23 seconds to play. There's a long-range three. A shot is up there and in. Bobby McManaman comes right back and nails the three ball. That gives Morningside a two-point advantage now by a score of 18-16. So lead was short-lived there. Morningside, the best three-point shooting team in the conference, and now we've got a jump ball called. Taz Yuri got it to the free-throw line, and she is tied up on the play by Chelsea Trask, who's been all over the place for Morningside so far in this ball game. It'll be a Hastings ball, though. The Broncos will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong will play things in. 11:05 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by 2 points, 18-16. Taz Yori comes outside to Sierra Williamson. Now to Wong for three. Shot up there and in. Brittany Wong hits a long-range jumper from the right side, and Hastings College goes back out on top now. 19-18, the Broncos lead the fourth-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Chelsea Trask with the ball at the top of the key. Picked up by Brittany Wong. Comes over to McManaman on the right sideline. Back out in the three-point territory to Hannah Bloom. Down to McManaman as they feed it inside. There's a short jumper by Mule. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm again. Williamson picking up her second personal foul there for Hastings. Sierra Williamson picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Mule will go back to the free throw line. One of two so far today. 3 points in the ball game, and she planks that one off of the back iron. No good. She'll get one more. Williamson comes out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ballgame. 19-18, Hastings College with a one-point lead here in this one. Next one by Buell is up there and good, so she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Broncos so far hitting 7 out of 12 from the field, 58%. 1 out of 3 on three-pointers. Northwestern, rather Morningside, 7 out of 11, 63%. They're 3 out of 3 on three-pointers. So both teams shooting the ball well so far in this ball game. Here comes Chelsea Morton back with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it out here to Wong. Brittany Wong in a deep wing right side. Back out to Chelsea Morton, 25 feet away from the basket. They get it over here on the left wing to a Cammie Bruckman. Now to Wong. Out on top now to a Frankie Peterson. She mishandles the ball. Peterson picks her back up 7 seconds on the shot clock. 200 pass goes to the far sideline to Wong. Takes it down to the baseline. Her short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jessica Teets. Jessica Teets with a rebound there for Morningside. Gets the ball away now to Randy Ebert, who hustles into the forward court. McManaman has got it. Natty Ebert out here in three-point territory. On the wing, that's Hannah Bloom. Works the ball inside to Teets. Throws it back out of the wing. A three-pointer thrown up there by McManaman. No good. Ball tapped around on the wing. It's picked up there by Morningside. Mustangs control the ball. Here's Trask for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorig of Hastings. Broncos and Morningside tied up at 19 points apiece. Taz goes for the goal. A shot good. Nice move to the basket by Taz Yorig. She scores. And the Broncos have a two-point lead. 21-19. Hastings with the advantage with 9.5 minutes to play. And now we've got an injured player back here at the other end. It's going to be Jessica Teets. And she's going to have to come out of the ballgame. They call the injury timeout here. And Teets will have to be humped off of the floor. Ashlyn Mule will come in to replace her. 9 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 21-19, Broncos with a two-point lead. There's Shelby Baudette into the ballgame as well from Morningside. They come out to Hannah Bloom, who throws it down in the corner. It's going to be saved by Trask, but right in the hands here of Brittany Wong. That's the fifth turnover on Morningside. Then a backcourt foul here. It's going to be called on Frankie Peterson right in front of the Bronco bench. Frankie Peterson trying to set a screen back there to free Wong to come up to the near sideline. It's called for the illegal screen, and Frankie Peterson gets it with a first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Hannah Bloom will play things in now for Morningside. Out on top as they swing it to the left side. That's Baudette with the ball behind the screen. Baudette comes out to Trask. Now she lobs it inside. It's going to be too far over the head of Ashlyn Mule down there underneath the basket. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Morningside in the ball game. Hastings College with a two-point lead in the basketball. Morningside will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Zwiener will get it back to Frankie Peterson. Peterson will bring things up. Now to Brittany Wong as Hastings breaks the pressure rather easily that time. Wong gets it out of Chelsea Morton. Bounce pass on the high post to Peterson. Out to Wong. Shot for three. Good. Brittany Wong throws up another three ball. She's got 2 3-pointers and 6 points in the ball game. And we've got a timeout Morningside. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings has a five-point lead. We'll take a break. It's Hastings College 24, Morningside 19.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College going toe-to-toe with the fourth-ranked team in the country this afternoon, the Morningside Mustangs. Broncos have the lead, 24-19. Ran into Brittany Wong before the ball game. I said about 20 points today. We're just about to do it. Give us a chance to win this thing. And she's off to a great start today. A couple of three-pointers and 6 points for Brittany Wong. She averages 9 in the season, and she's got 66% of those points already on the board here. About 11 and a half minutes into the ball game, Hastings shooting the ball extremely well. The Broncos hitting 60% of their shots so far, 9 out of 15, 2 out of 4 on three-pointers. Morningside at 53.8%, 7 out of 13. They've knocked down 3 out of 5 three-pointers, but they've missed their last 2 threes. 24-19 is the score. Morningside has got the ball. Here's Shelby Baudette. Drobing with it out in three-point territory. Hastings in the man-to-man. Baudette gets it to Trask. Picked up there by Cammy Brecklin of Hastings. Chelsea Trask with the ball, now behind the screen. Reverses the ball, gets it to Bodette, back out to Trask. Dumps the ball inside, it's going to be chipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Josie Schomp, who's into the ball game. Schomp comes back the other way. Now to Brecklin, moves it down in the corner to Peterson for three. Shot good! Frankie Peterson hits one from the deep left corner. Peterson now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up an 8-point lead. 27-19 as Frankie Peterson nails the tray from deep in the right corner. Driving the ball to the goal. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Leon Osten. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Taz Yorg. Her shot is up and in. Taz Yorg scores. And again, Jamie Sale wants to call a timeout. Following that last timeout by Morningside, Hastings hits a deep three. And now he's driving two by Taz Yorg. Timeout, Morningside. 7:54 to play in the first half. It's Hastings 29, Morningside 19.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today, 29-19. Hastings College is out on top of Morningside in women's college basketball with the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Chelsea Trask with the ball, going to drive it right around Peterson. Her shot's going to be blocked from behind by Frankie Peterson. And the ball is recovered here by Taz Yorg. Stops inside the free throw circle. Out to Brecklin for three. Her shot no good. The ball being tapped around the lane. It is picked up there by Leanne Osten. She leads the break the other way. Three on three. Osten gets it out here into three-point territory to Bloom over to Bodette. Bodette brings it to the top of the key now to Chelsea Trask. Dribbling with the ball, takes it to the right side. Trask open for three, takes the shot. It's going to be no good. Trask knocked down, no foul called. Now it goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to Hastings. Broncos will come back the other way. 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Morningside by a score of 29-19. The Mustangs beat the Broncos earlier this season, way back in November, 74-66. In the first conference game of the season, there's a Josie Schomp with the ball. Gets inside now to Zwiener. Nice pass down low. A shot is up and in. Nice pass there. Zwiener down to Cammy Brecklin, and she scores easily. And the Broncos have a 12-point lead. 31-19. Now is 6:50 to play here in the first half. Here's Leanne Osten with the ball. Osten comes across the top to Hannah Bloom, who gets it away to Shelby Bodette. Over on the left side now to Leanne Osten. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Osten hit the deck again. No personal foul called. Zwiener goes to the far sideline to Josie Schomp. Dribbles to the elbow, right side. Nice pass down low to Taz Yorg. Now to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Taz gets the assist. Zwiener gets the field goal. Hastings leading by 14 points. 33-19 here in the first half. Lob pass goes inside. Another shot can be blocked down by Zwiener. Trying to take the ball to the hole there was Ashlyn Mule. That shot was blocked by Zwiener. That's her second block of the ball game. Last 5 minutes have been the best that Hastings College has played all season long. Hastings is out by 14 points over Morningside, the fourth-ranked team in the country. Melissa Thompson comes back in. Peterson is going to check out. Josie Schomp also back into the ball game for Hastings College. 6:15 to play here in the first half. It's 33-19. Broncos have the lead. Bodette's got it out here in three-point territory. Comes over here to a Wollenberg on the wing of the right side. Spins right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It spins out of there. No good, but she's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So that's going to send Jordan Wollenberg to the free throw line here for Morningside. Wollenberg just checked into her 5'10" freshman out of Gretna. She will go to the line here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Wollenberg, a 50% foul shooter in the season. And Morningside is a team hitting 69%. It's been a while since the Mustangs have scored here in this one. The Broncos have just gone on a 9-0 run. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down, though, to Morningside back outside. A long three put up there. It's going to be no good by McManaman. Rebounded inside again by Trask. Her shot off the window is good. Chelsea Trask with 10 points here. Long pass down to four. They get it to Brecklin. She stops, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Hastings outraces the Morningside defense, and Brecklin gets the field goal right back. The Broncos now with a 13-point lead, 35-22. Long-range three by McManaman is up there and in. Bobby McManaman, her second three-pointer from right in front of the Bronco bench. 35-25 now. The Broncos with a 10-point lead with 5.5 to play. Josie Schopp now to Chelsea Morton. Double team on the far side. Morton has to get rid of it. Chelsea Morton looking. Finally gets it to Breckman. Cammy throws up a 15-footer. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebounded by Chelsea Trask in the lane. Chelsea Trask has the ball tipped away by Thompson out of bounds. As going to be Morningside playing things in off of the far sideline. Kayleen Anderson comes back into the ballgame now for Morningside. Mule checks out. Back in for Hastings College. There's going to be Brittany Wong, and coming out will be Josie Schopp. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College with a 10-point lead. It is 35-25. Shelby Baudette with the ball. It has it tipped away by Morton, and Chelsea picks her up. Turnover number 7 on Morningside. Morton gets the ball down to Cammie Bruckman, now to Wong on the deep wing on the right side. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Brittany Wong, bounce pass goes over to Sierra Williamson. Williamson having problems. Now comes back out to Wong. Now to Cammie Bruckman at the point. Swings it left side to Chelsea Morton. Morton dribbling with the ball. Double teamed over here on the wing. Sends it out here to Williamson. Top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wong for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Trask. Chelsea Trask with the ball now for Morningside. Down the left sideline. Wollenberg has got it. Wollenberg back into the forecourt. As they get it to a Baudette. Shelby Baudette dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Shelby Baudette drives it. Now leaves it on the left side. His shot is up there. It's in. That's Wollenberg getting a short jumper, about a 10-footer off of the left side of the lane. And Morningside back to within 8 points now, 35-27, with 4:23 to play here in the first half. Chelsea Morton with the ball. Gives it away now to a Brittany Wong as she brings it across the midcourt stripe. Right-handed dribble. Down to Chelsea Morton, down to the baseline. There's a shot taken by Thompson. It's up and in. Melissa Thompson has got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the first half. And the Broncos have a 10-point lead, 37-27. Morton. Facing Shelby Baudette. Baudette dribbling the ball, flips it away to Trask. Now, long-range jumper from the right side. No good by Baudette from three. Rebound comes down here to Morton. She shovels the ball away, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bobby McManaman. She brings it out here in three-point territory. That's the second turnover on Hastings College here in the first half. Baudette has got it now in the deep wing on the right side. Kayleen Anderson, top of the key to Chelsea Trask. Picked up there by Cammy Bruckman. Trask drives the ball into the lane all the way to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Trask is knocked down as he drives into the hole there. As she'll go to the free throw line and now shoot 2 shots. The personal foul is whistled on Thompson. Melissa picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the first half. And Chelsea Trask will go to the free throw line. Number 2 in the conference in free throw percentage this week at 81%. She's knocked down 78 out of 96 free throws as she cans her first one here this afternoon. Into the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Leanne Osten. Osten comes in. Shelby Baudette checks out. Hastings College 37, Morningside 28. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 37-29. The Broncos facing pressure again. There's Cammie Bruckner to the near sideline as they get it to Brittany Wong. Wong picked up there by Bobby McManaman. Brittany Wong, they get it to Chelsea Morton at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane toward the goal. A shot's going to be blocked down by Trask. Rebound is loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. It was last touched there by Morton of Hastings, so it's going to be Morningside ball. So the Mustangs will play things in, and now Morton is going to apply some pressure back there in her own right for Hastings College. Bringing the ball up is going to be Leanne Osten. Gets it into the offensive zone, still with 20 seconds left in the shot clock. There's Chelsea Trask with the ball. Hands away to Bobby McManaman. Now to Trask over here on the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Williamson. Out on top by Osten. Osten dribbles at the elbow, stops there. Osten has to get rid of it. She does. That's going to be Trask. Her shot from the elbow is up there again. An off-balance shot from the elbow left side. That's why she's an NAIA First Team All-American. Great shot there, and Morningside is back within 6. 37-31 is the score. Down to 2.5 minutes to play. Hastings is led by as many as 14 points. Actually, a 15-point lead in the first half at 1 point. Here come the Broncos back in their offensive end. Morton sends it down in the corner, down to Williamson. Back outside, Brittany Wong drives into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good, and a foul on the way in. Personal foul is going to be called here on Morningside. It's going to go on Osten. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4. On the Mustangs, non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong gets it into Bruckman. Out on the wing now to Chelsea Morton. Outside now to Sierra Williamson. To Wong in the wing. On the right side. Morningside is in a man-to-man defense. Brittany Wong looking to penetrate. Brittany Wong comes back out here into three-point territory to Cammie Bruckman. Now to Morton. Her shot from 15. Good. Chelsea Morton now with three field goals and 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 8 points now and 39-31 with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Leanne Osten being guarded here by Chelsea Morton comes down the near sideline to McManaman as she dribbles with the ball against Brittany Wong. Chelsea Trask inside the free throw circle. Picked up by Bruckman. The ball is knocked loose. Scramble is on. It's recovered there by Trask, and then she calls the timeout. They're going to grant Morningside the timeout. Carrie didn't think she had possession of it down there as the scramble was ensuing down there. But again, Morningside the timeout. They'll save the possession. 1:46 to play. We've got a timeout. We're in the first half. Hastings 39, Morningside 31.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Halfway through the first half, Northwestern's got the lead over Midland, 23-16. Dort is out on top of Doan today, halfway through the first half at 20-13. Hastings leading Morningside here, 39-31. Morningside plays it in. A shot from right in front of the basket by Anderson is no good. Ball goes tapping out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Nope, it's going to get to Morningside. Morningside will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:43 to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos have an 8-point advantage, 39-31. McManaman will play the ball in here for Morningside as she lobs it into the lane. Wallenberg has got it now, gives it away to Osten. Her shot in the lane is up there. It goes off of the right side, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up. Her shot, no good. Ball is on the floor. Now it's picked up by Bruckman of Hastings. So Morningside getting three cracks at the basket there, and they couldn't convert. Hastings comes back with the ball now. Broncos have an 8-point lead, 39-31. 90 seconds to play. Here in this first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Thompson down to Bruckman. Her long-range jumper is an air ball. No good. And the rebound is picked up on the weak side there by Wallenberg. Wallenberg runs her back the other way to McManaman on the deep wing right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Anderson to the goal. And shot good. Aileen Anderson scores for Morningside. That's a 6-point lead now for the Broncos. With a minute to play, 39-33 is the score. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany Wong down to Thompson. Thompson gets the ball to Chelsea Morton. Morton approaches the midcourt stripe and flips her away to Brittany Wong as she comes into the offensive zone. Now with 18 left in the shot clock. Chelsea Morton on the wing behind the screen. Chelsea Morton out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman bounced past to Wong on the wing. Free throw line extended right side. 5 seconds in the shot clock. Wong out to Bruckman. She drives the ball. Kicks it out here to Thompson. 4-3. Her high-arcing three-pointer is no good. It goes out of bounds. It did not draw iron. In fact, an air ball thrown up there and a shot clock violation on the Broncos. Now, 25.9 seconds remaining here in the first half. There comes Beaudet in. Osten comes out. So now Morningside has a chance to play for the final shot here of this first half. The Mustangs are trailing in the ball game by 6 points at 39-33. Shelby Beaudet will bring the ball up here. Chelsea Morton back there defensively for Hastings. Beaudet brings it. Well, she's going to stay back here in backcourt for the time being. We're down in 9 seconds. She's still in backcourt. Now she races the ball back the other way. Stops at the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Outlet pass goes to Wong. Her shot from backcourt is up there. It's going to be no good. It was right on line, but a little bit short. Hastings College will have the lead at halftime. The Broncos played a pretty inspired first 20 minutes right there. Hastings with a lead over the fourth-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Looking to pull off a major upset in their regular season finale. Hastings leading Morningside 39-33 at the half. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
find yourself just wanting to get away from it all and relax for a while? Well, here's your chance to enjoy a relaxing massage from licensed massage therapist Sarah Johnson at Stillwaters Massage and Wellness. Sarah is taking appointments in Hastings. Book now through February and receive $10 off a one-hour massage. Try a myofascial release massage or maybe a Swedish massage. Call Sarah now at 402-984-7257. Come on, you know you want to call and receive a massage. Call 984-7257. You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here this afternoon. Hastings College has got the lead over Morningside by a score of 39-33. Shooting numbers so far in the ball game. Hastings is hitting 57% of their field goal tries so far. The Broncos are 16 out of 28 from the field. Morningside is 12 out of 29 for 41%. Hastings has hit 3 out of 10 from three-point range today for 30%. Morningside 4 out of 9 for 44%. Hastings 4 out of 6 on free throws for 67%. Morningside 5 out of 8 on free throws for 62%. Rebounds right now, Morningside has got 18. Hastings College has got 13. Morningside was 7 offensive rebounds in the first half. Hastings College was only 1. The Broncos have turned the ball over only 3 times against this Morningside pressure here today. Meanwhile, the Mustangs, they have 7 turnovers. Hastings already has 4 blocked shots in the ball game, including 2 by Laurel Zwiener. 1 blocked shot for Morningside. Hastings has got 5 steals. Morningside has got 2. Hastings' biggest lead in the ball game was at 14 points. At 33-19, the biggest lead for Morningside was 7 points back early in the contest. In fact, just a couple of minutes into the ball game, that one was at 12-5. Other than that, Hastings played a pretty good first half of play. Score was tied 3 times. There was 3 lead changes in the first 20 minutes. Scoring for Morningside so far in the ball game, Chelsea Trask. She has nailed 2 three-pointers. She's got 3 two-point field goals. Trask is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 14 points in the ball game for Morningside. Bobby McManaman has knocked down a couple of three-pointers for 6 points. Ashlyn Buell has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4. Jordan Wallenberg has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Kayleen Anderson has got a field goal for 2. Jessica Teets has got a field goal, 2 points. Leanne Osten has got a field goal and 2 for Morningside. Scoring for Hastings in the first half, Cammie Bruckman leading the way. She has got 10 points. Bruckman has got 3 field goals, and she is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Chelsea Mort has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Brittany Wong, a couple of 3-pointers for 6. Melissa Thompson has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Frankie Peterson has got a 3 and a 2 for 5. 4 points in the first half by Taz Yorig on a couple of field goals. Other than that, we've got Laurel Zwiener. She's been held to just a field goal and 2 points so far for Hastings College. But the Broncos have the lead here at halftime. The score is 39-33. Northwestern has got the lead over Midland. They have 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the first half in Orange City. Northwestern leading Midland by a score of 30-26. Other scores, we've got Dort out on top of Doan at halftime. The score is 27-22. And that's about it as far as the scoreboard is concerned so far. A couple of other games that are going on. In fact, there's one tonight. Briarcliff is playing at Dakota Wesleyan in the late ball game. Concordia is also playing at Bob Marty today. No score in on that ball game as of yet. 39-33 is our score here at halftime. Hastings out on top of the fourth-ranked team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week from Hastings College, and also Tyson Abronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball in 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week as we head to the baseball diamond, it's Ben Reimer. Ben from Hastings, Nebraska, is a junior with a 4.0 GPA majoring in biology. He's a one-year letter winner, and off the diamond, he's been a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization, New Student Days Committee, Tri Beta Biology Honor Society. The young man's also good with numbers. He's a student association treasurer and is on the Public Relations Council. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Ben Reimer, baseball star from Hastings, Nebraska. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes these young men and women for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
It's deer season, your season for real savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, or cash discounts on all compact and select utility tractors, including the power-packed 6D series. Real productivity, real savings. Stop by and get your deer season savings today. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer today. West Highway 6 in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Habronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight Show here on 1230 KHS. It's halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. Tyson Veronica with you. I had a rare opportunity to catch up last night with a B-movie producer, actor, also an author, Bruce Campbell, who is going to be speaking on the Hastings College campus tonight, where they're going to be doing a special screening, a special trailer preview of his movie Evil Dead 2. Why Evil Dead 2? Well, a theme this year at Hastings College, a particular theme for this particular artist lecture series, is over fear, and that's something that Bruce Campbell knows a lot about.
It's like a roller coaster ride. Go to the highest ride and do the big death drop. So halfway through that drop, you're convinced that you're going to die. And you want that rush, that adrenaline, and you hit the bottom, and you go, oh, we didn't die after all. It's the same thing with a horror movie. Someone's chasing around with a chainsaw. Oh, my God, I can't believe if I was that person, I'd be so scared. Oh, well, where's the car? Let's go get a burger. You know, I mean, you go back to your normal life, but you get a visceral. There's very few genres that will elicit a visceral response from an audience. It's horror films and comedies. Good dramas, when you'll hear weeping noises, but that's about it. But it's not the adrenaline rush that really only a good horror film can give you. Like the remake of The New Evil Dead coming out April 5th at a theater near you.
Campbell's referring to Evil Dead 2. It's a remake on a movie that he actually starred in back in 1981, directed by Sam Raimi. Has a lot of fans online, a lot of skeptical fans, but Campbell promises that it will be great.
It will deliver. Fans were very upset at first. They were very, oh, no, say it ain't so. Because we said there's no Ash character, there's five new characters. It's a lot of familiar elements, but we're going to let a new director take it in a new direction. And he did, and we think that he killed it, as they say in the business.
The original Evil Dead, starring Campbell, was a movie that they tried to compete against the Hollywood giants. And according to Campbell, it did yield some success.
And it was banned in five countries overseas for a year. Then they won a court case, and then when it came back, people were so interested in this movie. What was this movie that was banned? It went to the top of the video charts. Evil Dead in 1983 was the number one video sales of all the UK. And if you go down the list, you get to The Shining. It's like number eight. We knew we could swim with the big boys, you know, that this little crappy movie was able to take on The Shining. That made me really happy.
Ironically, horror is not even Campbell's favorite genre.
I'm not a horror fan. I could take or leave the horror genre. That's the genre that got me into the business. And it can be fun to work in, but people who watch The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. have no idea what those movies were. And, you know, if you love horror movies, you're only going to know me for horror movies. I've learned that about viewers. And if you like Westerns, you're going to watch Westerns. There are people who think I'm that Western guy. Not many, but there are. The funny thing is, ironically, I am more stereotyped by my fans than the industry itself. You know, I just did Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I do Disney movies, you know, every couple of years. I'm in Oz the Great and Powerful, you know. 9/10 of my resume is not horror movies. I've done a French film, for God's sake, you know. And television is as mainstream as you can get, between Hercules and Xena and Jack of All Trades and, you know, Lois and Clark. I've when I'm not doing the occasional horror project, I'm mostly doing mass market entertainment.
The first Evil Dead, banned in five countries. The second receives the R rating, something that Campbell said has to be there.
If you're going to make a horror film, there's no such thing as a horror film that's PG-13, in my opinion, because then you're giving them horror light. You're giving them a kind of scary thriller. Just call it a thriller. There's no, you know, horror movies need to be what they need to be, in my opinion. And granted, you can make a what was the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong? What was that movie? Great, great, creepy horror movie. You know, essentially, it's a horror concept. And, you know, so that doesn't need carnage and mayhem. But if you're going to make something called Evil Dead, it has to deliver. It has to.
Once again, Bruce Campbell will be speaking at Hastings College tonight and leaves us with one final thought.
Just that you got your money's worth for what you paid entertainment value. Because I'm very flippant about a lot of things, but I'm not flippant when I work. I take it very seriously. I learn my lines. I try and be as entertaining per minute as I can be, because I feel that that's my job. I'm not acting to be real. I'm acting to, because it's all fake. I'm acting to distract people from their miserable lives, when entertainment is at its highest, it can elevate you. It can give you I feel that when everything works right in a movie, you can actually have a spiritual moment, which to me, I wade through all the tedium of making a movie in order to have the magic of the take while you're on camera doing what you do. That's what I go through all the other drudgery for, because to me, that can be magical.
Stay tuned. Second half of the Hastings College basketball action is coming up right after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. Hastings College with a lead here in women's college basketball, 39-33 over Morningside. It's going to be the Mustangs playing the ball in to begin the second half of play. Morningside will shoot to our basket to our left. So let's see if Hastings can finish off the upset bid here this afternoon. Chelsea Trask has got the ball. Play is back in. A three-pointer thrown up there and in. Chelsea Trask comes and hits a three-pointer to begin the second half. She's got 15 in the ball game, 39-36 now. Hastings with a three-point lead. Again, Morningside will apply the pressure here in backcourt. Broncos shot the ball extremely well in the first half of play, hitting 57% of their shots in the first half, 3 out of 10 on three-pointers. There's Cammy Bruckman down in the corner, comes out inside the free-throw circle. Chelsea Morton has got the ball, lobs it over here to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbles the ball down to baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hannah Bloom. That's going to be her first, and the first team foul on the Mustangs here in this second half of play. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bruckman down to Laurel Zwiener. To Wong down in the corner to Morton. Dumps it off inside. That's Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson's having a good game today. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now with a 5-point lead. 41-36 is the score. Here's Beaudette. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Thompson. Melissa Thompson grabs the rebound, gets it away to Brittany Wong. Broncos have led by as many as 14 points here in the basketball game. Brittany Wong dribbles with it now, sends it over to Thompson on the far sideline. To Wong in the deep wing, now to Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman comes back outside to Chelsea Morton as she drives into the hole. Her shot's going to hit the side of the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Beaudette. Right-handed dribble, long pass ahead, and there's got to be a traveling in there someplace. Hannah Bloom took off, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Even some oohs and ahs from the Bronco crowd on the far sideline. Bloom looks like she got a running head start there. Took several steps down the right side of the lane, but no traveling violation. The ball was blocked out of bounds, and Morningside will play things in. Mule comes outside out of Bloom. Her shot for three is up there and in. Again, Morningside is the best three-point shooting team in the conference, averaging 8.8 three-pointers per game. They've thrown up 249 trays on the season. And now Morningside is back within 2 points at 41-39. And the Broncos turn the ball away. Zwiener trying to go back door there on a wraparound pass to Cammy Bruckman. Zwiener threw it out of bounds. So 41-39, despite how well Hastings has played, Morningside now has a chance to pull ahead. That's only the fourth turnover at Hastings College in the basketball game. Morningside has got 7 turnovers. 41-39, Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here's Shelby Beaudette with the ball out here in three-point territory to Bloom. Lobs it down low to Beaudette. Rather to Trask. The ball's knocked away from her. That's going to be picked up by Zwiener. Zwiener gets it away now to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Jamie Sale, the head coach from Morningside, wanted a foul on Trask. They're on Trask. She didn't get it. Here's a Brittany Wong now offensively for Hastings College. Around the screen. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there. Stepping away and driving all the way to the other end. A shot is up there. It's no good. And the foul is going to be called. The foul here will go on Hastings. Leanne Osten got the interception. The foul is going to go on Wong. Osten stepped right in front of Bruckman, who is right about the free throw line. Osten got the interception, and now she'll go to the free throw line here after being fouled in the other end by Brittany Wong. That's the first foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Leanne Osten for Morningside. She has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. 71% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Morningside in the first half, they hit 5 out of 9, actually 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Thompson is out. Here comes Wiener out. Frankie Peterson in, and Sierra Williamson into the ball game for Hastings. 41-39, the Broncos continue to lead. Next shot is up there and in. Hostin hits one out of two. Morningside is back to within 1 point, 41-40. 17-27 to play in the ball game. Frankie Peterson, there's a pass there. The Morton, now a long-range jumper by Bruckman, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Trask. Now Morningside with a chance to pull ahead. Down the right sideline is Bloom with the ball. She pulls up on the elbow right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound, Mule. Her shot's blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. Again, Morningside's coaching staff yelling for a personal foul down there on the Broncos, but a blocked shot by Sierra Williamson. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside playing things in. Shelby Baudette gets it out on the baseline. Osten's not good. And Osten scores on the short left baseline, and Morningside has come from 14 points down to grab the lead. With 17:02 to play in the ball game, it's 42-41. Morningside leading by one. Chelsea Morton inside down to Williamson. Outside to Wong. Her shot for two is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Williamson. Her shot no good. Ball tapped around the lane. It's going to be picked up here by Hannah Bloom of Morningside. Bloom gets the ball away now to Shelby Baudette. Winds her way back up the floor. Moves it on the right sideline. Trask for three. Shot good. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. 16 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the ball game. Morningside now leading by 4 points after trailing by 14 in the first half. 16:35 to play in the ball game. Morningside 45, Hastings 41.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So the Mustangs come out here in the second half, a 12-2 run over Hastings to begin the second half of play. And now Morningside has got a 4-point lead over Hastings. It's 45-41. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings currently in a three-way tie for fifth place in the conference. This is the final regular season game of the year. Top eight teams after today will move on into the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next Wednesday. Hastings is in the field. No matter what happens in this ball game today, basically playing for a seeding and their destination on Wednesday. Hastings had a 14-point lead in the first half. There's a turnover in backcourt. It's picked up here by Morningside. Turnover number nine. It's actually turnover number five in the ball game for Hastings. Driving down the left side of the lane, Shelby Baudette. A shot is up and in. Shelby Baudette scores. That's now a 47-41 ball game. Hastings trailing. There's pressure again in the backcourt. A jump ball is going to be called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, and the Broncos will maintain control. Hastings did a great job handling the pressure in the first half. In fact, they only had, at halftime, they only had three turnovers in the first half against this Morningside pressure. Now all of a sudden we're having trouble getting the ball to the midcourt stripe. Morningside on a 14-2 run to begin the second half of play. 47-41, the Mustangs now leading by six. Hastings with the ball in backcourt. Williamson will dribble it down the near sideline. Gets it out to Josie Schomp to Williamson. Now to Chelsea Morton at the top of the key. Hastings sets up offensively, still with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Morton takes it to Williamson. Now to Morton. Comes across the top to Schomp for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be your first. A second team foul in the Broncos here in this first half of play. Or actually, the second half of play. 15:55 to play in this contest. Morningside looking to clinch the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship, regular season championship, with a win here in this ball game today. Chelsea Trask from the right wing. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound loose in the lane is brought down there by Bruckman. Gives it in the hands of Chelsea Morton. She runs her back the other way. Two on three. Morton, crossover dribble, takes it to the left side of the lane. Comes out here to Bruckman. Out of Morton. Lobs it inside to Williamson. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there at in. Sierra Williamson scoring her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points. That's now a four-point lead for Morningside, 47-43. Mustangs come back with the ball on the right side. Bobby McManaman dribbling with the ball there against Josie Schopp. Comes across the top to Chelsea Trask. Down the baseline to Beaudette. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Williamson as he dribbles back the other way. Williamson gets the ball now into the hands of Chelsea Morton to Schopp. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Frankie Peterson. The Morton on the wing. Shot good. Chelsea Morton hitting one to the right wing. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within two. 47-45 is the score. 14 minutes and 49 seconds to play in this contest. Here's Hannah Bloom driving down the left side of the lane. Runs into traffic and a foul is going to be called. Hannah Bloom will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. The personal foul is whistled on Peterson. Frankie picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Hannah Bloom will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Foul for the right side. She'll get one more. Here comes Beaudette back into the ballgame. Kayleen Anderson coming back in. Newell coming to the bench. And Chelsea Trask coming to the bench now for Morningside. 47-45 is the score. Also, Lacey Lehman coming into the ballgame for Leanne Osten. Bloom back to the free throw line for her second shot. It's up there, and that one is off for the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman gets the ball down to Josie Schopp, who comes down the near sideline. Josie dribbling with the ball. Comes over here on the wing to Chelsea Morton. She dribbles with it, brings it back out to Schopp. Top of the key, dribbles it to the free throw line, dumps it away. Williamson reverse layup underneath the basket. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Hannah Bloom down for Morningside, down the right sideline. That's Beaudette with the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor. Flips it away to Bloom out here in three-point territory. Lobs it into the lane. Kayleen Anderson drives it against Williamson. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the third one on her. So Hannah Bloom, rather Kayleen Anderson, will go to the free throw line now for Morningside. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Has not been there so far today. You got 2 points and a field goal thus far. Throws it up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Morningside has missed the last three free throws. Wallenberg coming back into the ball game now for Hannah Bloom. 14-12 to play in the ball game. Morningside 47, Hastings College 45. Kayleen Anderson will have another free throw here. Let's it fly, and her shot is going to be no good. They missed four in a row. And the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener, who's back into the ball game for Hastings. Out of Josie Schopp running back the other way. Traveling violation. Schopp got in the lane there, spinning, trying to get the pass away, and a traveling violation will be called on Schopp. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Morningside has got nine. Mustangs have a two-point lead, 47-45 over Hastings. Broncos had a 14-point lead in the first half here over the fourth-ranked team in the country. Shelby Beaudette with the ball, moves it down in the baseline. Her short jumper over Morton, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener gets the rebound, gets it away to Schopp as she runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for the Broncos. Schopp goes to Frankie Peterson. Free throw line extended left side. Skip pass comes over here to the right side to Morton. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner. It was tipped there, and it's going to be Morningside's ball. Morningside will play things in. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 13 and a half minutes to play. Morningside with a two-point lead. Here's a steal now by Morton. Chelsea Morton drives in and she'll be fouling the play by Beaudette. Shelby Beaudette picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Turnover number 10 on Morningside in the ball game. And now Morton will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Chelsea's had a good ball game today. She's got 8 points. Actually, they're going to say it occurred before the shot. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Schopp lobs it out here. Frankie Peterson at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot from 5 feet away. No good. Rims out there, and the rebound comes down to Morningside. That one around the rim two or three times and fell out of there. Shelby Beaudette with the ball. Far sideline out of Wallenberg. Wallenberg gets the ball in the hands of McManaman, who's back into the ball game. Left wing to Lehman. Down the near sideline. That's Beaudette with the ball. Hastings still man-to-man. Beaudette in the lane. Puts a defender in the air. Kicks it out to Lehman. Down in the corner. There's a shot taken from three. No good by Anderson. Rebound to Beaudette. Now to Anderson. Dribbles in the lane. The ball poked away. Picked up by Peterson, and the foul is called. As Frankie Peterson goes down, foul is going to be called here on Kayleen Anderson of Morningside. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on the Mustangs. Down on the scores table, checking in for Hastings is going to be Taz Yorick. And going out, it's going to be Chelsea Morton. 12:50 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 47-45. Morningside applying pressure back here again. There's Josie Schomp with the ball. Gets it into the offensive zone to Breckman. Right at the top of the three-point arc. Breckman gives it away to Taz Yorick. Now to Josie Schomp. Over there on the wing to Peterson. Her pass deflected, picked up by Yorick. Down in the baseline to Breckman. Now to Taz on the wing. Out to Schomp. Inside to get it to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores. Nice pass there by Schomp. That's the second field goal of the ball game by Zwiener. And we are tied up now at 47 points apiece. 12 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Lob pass goes inside to Wallenberg. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. Wallenberg misses the easy one. Zwiener gets the ball in the hands of Breckman down in the corner. Now to Taz. Taz brings it out in three-point territory. With the ball there is Schomp. Comes across the top down to Peterson. Peterson bounce pass is going to be kicked here by Wallenberg. And it's going to be Hastings College playing things in here on the near sideline. Trask coming back into the ball game. Here comes Mule back into the ball game. Here comes Leanne Osten back in now for head coach Jamie Sale. 12:04 to play in the ball game. Hastings 47 and Morningside 47. Women's college basketball on 1230 KHAS. Got the men's game, an all-important men's game coming up next for the Broncos. That'll be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's Taz Yorick coming across the top. Josie Schomp has got it. Pulls inside. A 15-footer put up there and in. Josie Schomp hits one for Hastings. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Schomp. And here's a steal in backcourt now by Peterson. The 11th turnover on Morningside. Frankie Peterson dribbles with the ball down the baseline. Now she's trapped. Gets the ball away. Schomp back outside. There's a pass back down low. Zwiener has got it. She's double-teamed. Zwiener goes up, shoots, and scores. Laurel Zwiener now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings with back-to-back field goals. The Broncos have a four-point lead, 51-47. 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the ball game from Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Chelsea Trask with the ball. Picked up there by Breckman. Goes over in the right wing. That's Leanne Osten. Osten moves it down to the baseline to Mule. Mule driving the ball against Zwiener. Puts up a little short shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be a personal foul called down here. A foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her third. So Peterson now with three. Sierra Williamson has got three. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Thompson back into the ball game now for Hastings. Peterson will come to the bench. 11:07 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by four, 51-47. Bobby McManaman with the ball to Chelsea Trask. A long three-pointer put up there and in. Boy, they give her just a little space out there. Thompson should have been out on her. Chelsea Trask throws up a three. He's now got 23 points in the ball game. 51-50. Morningside back within 1 point. Schomp with the ball to Thompson. Dumps it down low to Zwiener. Zwiener goes up with a shot and it's knocked out of her hands and a foul is called. Laurel Zwiener is coming off of a 28-point performance the other day against the Concordia. Zwiener has been kind of quiet in this ball game today. She's got 6 points so far. The foul goes on Wallenberg. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. Zwiener at the free throw line. Her shot no good. Zwiener is a 75% foul shooter on the season. 60 out of 79 coming in here. Wallenberg comes out. Here comes Hannah Bloom back into the ball game now for the Mustangs. Hastings with a one-point lead, 51-50. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. It's in the air. The shot is going to be short. She misses them both. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom gets it away now to Leanne Osten. Osten, right-handed dribble as she brings it back into the offensive zone for the Mustangs. Hands the ball away to Trask at the top of the key, who flips it away to Bobby McManaman. Now to Trask on the wing. Shot is up there. No good. An air ball. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Hastings. Melissa Thompson down there couldn't grab the rebound after Trask throws up the air ball. You don't see too many of those out of the first team All-American on the right wing. Cammie Bruckman was late getting out on Trask defensively. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Way out on top, they get the ball here to Leanne Osten, and she dribbles the ball on the right side, picked up by Schomp. Long-range jumper again from McManaman. Her shot for three is good. Bobby McManaman is throwing up 3 three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 9 points. Morningside goes back on top, 53-51. Here's a two to the whistle and backcourt foul called. They go on Osten. That's going to be her second. 10:15 to play now in the ball game. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game for Hastings. Going out is going to be Taz Yorick. 10:15 remaining in the ball game. Hastings down by 2 points. Brackman has got the ball now to Josie Schomp, and she'll bring things up. Josie gets into the forecourt. Jump pass goes to Laurel Zwiener now going to have a charging foul on Schopp as she leaves her feet and then runs over Chelsea Trask in the lane as she got the pass away. So Schopp picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings, their seventh of the ball game. Broncos are down by 2, 53-51. Now it's Jimenez and 5 seconds to play here in this one. Bring the ball up again is going to be Leanne Osten. Chelsea Morton will be on her defensively. They get her down the high post. That's going to be Mule with the ball. Mule gets it away to Trask, fakes the three, dribbles to her right, still won't put up a shot. Now to Osten. Osten moves it to McManaman for three. Shot good again. Bobby McManaman killing the Broncos today. 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points. Morningside has opened up a 5-point lead, 56-51. Hastings with the ball. Here comes Cammie Bruckman down the near sideline. Breaks that pressure, gets it into the forecourt. Hastings can set up now offensively. 23 seconds left in the shot clock. Morton down in the baseline. Thompson for three. She is knocked down. No foul call. There's a shot won't go. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom has it poked away by Thompson. The scramble is on. Bloom picks her back up. Goes to the right sideline now to Bobby McManaman. She drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Throws it out here to Leanne Osten. Skip pass comes over here to Hannah Bloom. Outside again to Chelsea Trask in 3-point territory. Around the screen. Chelsea Trask comes across the top to Leanne Osten. 10 seconds on the shot clock. McManaman for three. Shot good again. Timeout, Hastings. Bobby McManaman, 5 3-pointers. That was a couple of feet beyond the three-point line. She's been averaging 6.5 points per ball game. She's got 15 in the ball game today against Hastings. Timeout, Broncos. 8 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the second half. We'll take a break with a score: Morningside 59, Hastings 51.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care, where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside has just went on a 12-0 run over Hastings College after the Broncos had a 4-point lead at the 11:26 mark. Morningside scores the next 12 points. So now lead by 8 points again at 59-51. Bobby McManaman, who's a 37% 3-point shooter in the season, has killed the Broncos today. 5 3-pointers. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. Morningside now with an 8-point lead, 59-51. There's Chelsea Morton with the ball, double dribble. Chelsea Morton being attacked down here. She was double-teamed in 3-point territory. Whistle for the double dribble violation. That's 8 turnovers now on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Now the Broncos got to play some defense. Morningside has hit 11 of their 19 3-pointers in the ballgame today. McManaman now to Chelsea Trask on the left wing. Trask holding the ball. Chelsea puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Trask dribbling down the lane, goes for the basket. Thompson pops her shot up and in. Chelsea Trask scores. Trask has now got 25 points in the ball game for Morningside. And the Mustangs now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 61-51. Now in a 14-0 run over Hastings College here in the second half. Broncos need a bucket in a big way. Here's a Brittany Wong just across the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong picked up there by Leanne Osten. Wong comes to the near sideline to Chelsea Morton, moves it down in the corner. That's Thompson. Skip pass comes back out on top to Wong. Around the screen from Williamson. Now they get it to Frankie Peterson, rather to Akami Bruckman. There's a shot by Williamson from 10 feet away. No good. High in the air for the rebound is Ashlyn Mule for Morningside. To Chelsea Trask. Here come the Mustangs with a 10-point lead, 61-51. Leanne Osten down to McManaman. Another 3-pointer thrown up there. Good again. Unbelievable. Bobby McManaman is dead on. She's got 18 points. Morningside with a 13-point lead. 74-51. 7.5 minutes to play. Morningside in a 17-0 run over Hastings here in this second half of play. There's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton comes out to Cammie Bruckman. Now to Morton. Entry pass to get it inside. It's going to be knocked loose down on the baseline. They lose the ball out of bounds. Melissa Thompson losing the ball out of bounds down there. Turnover on Hastings. That's their 9th of the ball game. Taz Yori coming to the ball game now for Hastings. Chucky out is going to be Chelsea Morton. 64-51. Morningside trailed by 14 points in the first half. They came back to within 6 points at halftime, 39-33. Then opened up the second half on a 14-2 run. They've now gotten a 17-0 run here in the second half. There's McManaman again. She loses control of the ball. This time it goes out of bounds. So Hastings getting the ball back on the Morningside turnover. That's the 12th turnover on Morningside. Broncos will play things in now with 7 minutes and 1 second to play here in this contest. We got the Hastings College men's game coming up next on 1230 KHAS. Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Cammie races it back into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Now to Brittany Wong. Now to Bruckman on the deep wing, right side. Gets it over here. That's going to be Williamson with the ball. Comes out on top to Taz for three. Shot is up there, no good. The Broncos can't buy it back here in the second half. Now a foul is going to be called. Nobody just out of bounds. Last touch there by Bruckman of Hastings. A 17-0 run here by the Mustangs with 6:44 to play in the ball game. 64-51, Morningside has got the lead. Trying to clinch the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship with a win here this afternoon. Chelsea Trask with the ball at the top of the key. Chelsea Trask comes over here on the wing to Hannah Bloom. Back out to Trask for three. Shot good again. Chelsea Trask now 28 points in the ball game. Morningside cannot miss from three-point territory. They now have a 16-point lead with 6:16 to play. Morningside 12 out of 20 from three-point territory this afternoon for 60%. There's a Williamson with the ball. Williamson hands it away to Bruckman. Down to Brittany Wong. Down to Bruckman again. She dribbles the ball to the elbow. Gets it out to Taz for three. That one is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannah Bloom. Bloom comes to the near sideline. Leanne Osten has got the ball. Leanne Osten goes down in the corner. That's Trask with the ball. Chelsea Trask puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Covered up this time by Brittany Wong. Chelsea Trask, and a timeout's going to be called here by Morningside. Timeout, Morningside, 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play at the basketball game. Morningside on a huge run here over Hastings College. They've got a 16-point lead, 5:41 to play. Morningside 67, Hastings 51.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College has not scored for the last 6 minutes in the ballgame. They have not scored a single point in the last 6 minutes of the game. Morningside has rattled off 20 straight points, and the Mustangs are now hitting 62% from three-point territory. They have knocked down 13 out of 21 field goals from three-point range today. Morningside hitting 24 out of 51 for the ballgame, 47.1%. Hastings shooting the ball pretty well, just not lately. Broncos are hitting 47.8% of their shots today. 22 out of 47, including 3 out of 14 from three-point range. The rebounds, Morningside crushing the Broncos, 37-19 on the boards. Morningside has got 14 offensive rebounds compared to only two the whole ball game for Hastings on offensive rebounds. Hastings is trailing in the contest 67-51 as Morningside will play things in. Boy, you got to guard the three-point line here. There's Leanne Osten with the ball. Gets it out to Hannah Bloom. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. Chelsea Trask has got it. She drives the ball against Bruckman. Goes for the hole. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Bruckman picks up the foul. That's going to be number two on her. Hastings currently in a three-way tie for fifth place in the conference. They're in the GPAC postseason tournament that starts next Wednesday. Their destination will be determined today. After all the action is done, here's a shot from the free throw line up and in by Trask. Chelsea Trask now with 29 points in the basketball game here for Morningside. 29 points for Trask, the first-team All-American from a season ago. Probably on her way to another honor this year. She's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's good. 68-51. It should be 69. Allie put it up on the board. 69-51. 22-0 run here for Morningside. Hastings has won over 6 minutes now without scoring. Here comes Bruckman, back with the ball to Frankie Peterson down the far sideline. Frankie comes across the top. It's going to come over here to Brittany Wong. Now to Cammie Bruckman. Now to Josie Schopp to Williamson. Over to Wong, top of the key. That's Breckman with the ball. Over to Schopp on the wing. High post. They get it to Sierra Williamson. Out of Wong for three. Shots up there. No good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Morningside as Bobby McManaman throws it to the far sideline to Chelsea Trask. Trask sends it down on the baseline. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and it's going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Ashlyn Mule. A turnover on Morningside. That's their 13th of the ballgame. 69-51. Morningside has got the lead. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. They look so promising in the first half, but boy, you got to play 40 minutes against Morningside. That's why they're the fourth-ranked team in the country. It's a good basketball team that's going to be playing well into the month of March, I guarantee you. Here comes Josie Schopp with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Frankie Peterson on the wing. Frankie throws it back out to Breckman. Almost lost the ball. Breckman picks it back up. Now to Schopp. She dribbles the ball in the lane. Bounce pass is going to be picked up here by Peterson. It's not going to be blocked down. And a rebound here comes down to Morningside. Leanne Osten has got it. Osten now to Hannah Bloom out here. Top of the key, McManaman drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson takes it to the far sideline out of Brittany Wong with 4:14 to play. Wong throws up a shot, it's no good, but she's fouling the play. And now Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line. Hastings has not scored since 11 minutes and 26 seconds on the clock. So he went over 7 minutes without scoring in this one. And now Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got a couple of three-pointers in the first half. 6 points. Wong's free throw is up there and good. So that breaks a 22-0 run over Hastings College. They finally score a free throw with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this basketball game. 7 minutes and 14 seconds without scoring a single point. Here comes the next shot by Wong. It's up there and in. So a couple of free throws by Brittany Wong. She has now got 8 points in the ballgame. 69-53. A 16-point lead by the Mustangs. There's Hannah Bloom with the ball. Takes it down the right sideline. Chelsea Trask has got it. Out here in three-point territory. Now the Broncos guarding the three-point line. Trask, a lot of traffic out here. Dribbles behind her back. Takes the ball inside. Puts a Williamson in the air. Shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the blank. Williamson comes down on her back, and she throws up the shot anyway. It goes down through the hole. Chelsea Trask now with 32 points in the basketball game. And Chelsea Trask will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. Her shot is up there. It's good. Trask now with 73-53 is the score. Trask is the sixth all-time leading scorer here in Morningside history, and she's moving up the ladder. Great performance today against Hastings College. 72-53 is the score now. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. There's Cammy Breckman. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called. A foul here will go on Morningside. It's going to go on Hannah Bloom. That's going to be her second. So Breckman to the free throw line. Hastings has had only 2 free throws in the past 8 minutes. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. Broncos have not hit a field goal since the 11:26 mark. 3 free throws to their credit so far since that point. Cammy Breckman will have one more. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Make it 12 as that one goes down. 72-55 is the score now. Morningside with a 17-point lead. Here comes McManaman with the ball now. To Chelsea Trask. She drives the ball in the hole against Breckman. Her shot no good. Rebound loose. Trask has got it. Now a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Morningside, so the Mustangs will play things in underneath their own basket. 3:27 to play in the basketball game. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's getting delivered, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud supporter of Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. Morningside will play things in. There's a Trask with the ball picked up by Breckman. Wide open underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Hannah Bloom scoring a nice pass by Chelsea Trask. Bloom has now got 5 points in the ballgame. 74-55. The Broncos being taken apart here in the second half. And there's a traveling violation. Traveling violation inside. In the lane there on Breckman. That's going to be 10 turnovers on Hastings College. Morningside has got the ball again here in backcourt as the Mustangs work with it. McManaman has got the ball across the 10-second line down at Chelsea Trask. Nice pass to Bloom. Shot good. Anna Bloom has now got 7 points in the ball game. Broncos being destroyed here in the second half. 76-55 is the score. Hastings has scored just 22 points here in the second half. There's Breckman driving for the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. But she's going to be fouled into play. Again, Hastings with her only offense from the free throw line. We'll go to the free throw line. Anna Bloom picks up her third personal foul. Cammie Breckman goes to the stripe here. Now with 12 points in the ball game, 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. This will be a two-shot foul. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings is going to finish out the regular season 15-15 in Kerry Hofstetter's first year as head coach. They will go 10-10 in the conference, and they'll play in the GPAC postseason tournament on Wednesday night on the road. And the pairings will be decided by the GPAC office here in Sioux City later on tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bruckman. Tammy's leading the way so far for Hastings College. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. 76-57. There's a pass again, deflected out of bounds. Shop over here as he knocks that ball away from Randy Ebert, who's into the ballgame now for Morningside. Mustangs play it in. There's Shelby Baudette, who's back into the ballgame. Double team, throws it out here to McManaman. Bounce pass goes inside. Ebert has got the ball in the lane. Ebert's got to get rid of it. She does. Out to Baudette. Now to Trask on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Josie Schaap. Trask dribbles the ball in the paint and then throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Turnover by Morningside. That's their 14th of the ballgame. Hastings will play things in. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to go. We'll have the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. In between games, we'll get a report from Doug Duda on the State High School Wrestling Championships going on today. Final day, third day of three at the Century Link Center in Omaha. We'll get you a report from Doug. We'll get you Lance Creech, and we'll get some Bronco basketball. There's a shot thrown up there by Wong. It's going to be in there from three. So Brittany Wong gets a three-pointer at the 207 mark to make the score 76-60 now in favor of the Mustangs. As Morningside comes back with the ball, Anna Bloom has got it out here in three-point territory. That shot by Wong was the first field goal that Hastings made in 9 minutes of the second half. Now we got a foul out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Schaap. That's going to be her second. Hastings went 9 minutes and 19 seconds without scoring a field goal. During that time, they made six free throws. No field goals in 9 minutes and 19 seconds. Unbelievable. After Hastings played so well in the first half, had a 14-point lead, if you can believe that, at one point. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. Chelsea Trask hits another one. Trask now with 34 in the ballgame. She scored 21 the first time these two teams played in Morningside's 74-66 win over Hastings back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Bauer comes in. Holly Bauer comes in for Hastings. Here comes Holly Samuelson in. Here comes Abby Jackson in. 77-60. Morningside has got the lead with a minute and 51 seconds to play. Trask at the free throw line. Shot is up there and in. Trask is going to check out 35 points. There's a Josie Schaap. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is going to be battled for. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings College. Foul's going to go on Taz. That's going to be her first. Taz Yorick picks up a personal foul. It's going to be number 10 on Hastings. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. We're going to have some free throws coming up here from Morningside. Meredith Wall. We'll go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and her shot is going to be no good. Wall will have another one. 1:44 to play. Hastings trailing 78-60. Next shot is up there is good. Wall hits one out of two. Broncos come back with the ball. Josie Schaap down the near sideline. Josie Schaap dribbles to the top of the key. Down in the corner, there's Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Meredith Wall here from Morningside. Gets the ball away. As Jamie Sale has cleared the bench, Allison Bachman into the ball game now for the Mustangs. Goes on the far sideline to Ashley Schroeder. Schroeder dribbling with it. Gives it up now to Nicole run around here in three-point territory. Now the ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. Three players in the deck. Finally, a jump ball is called, and Hastings College will get the jump here on the alternating jump to play things in off the far sideline. A minute and 17 seconds to play. Women's college basketball as Schopp will bring it into the forecourt. Now to Abby Jackson, out to Josie Schopp. Her pass on the near side is going to be deflected back out of bounds by Morningside's Allison Bachman. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. A disgusted Kerry Hofstetter standing in front of the Bronco bench after her team had a 14-point lead in that first half of play. Still was tied in the second half, but could not respond. Morningside with a couple of huge runs. Hastings going 9 minutes without hitting a field goal here in the second half, and now they turn the ball away again for the 11th time here in the ball game. Morningside has got it in their offensive end. Meredith Wall comes over here on the near sideline. That's going to be Bachman with it now. Bachman comes out to Ronner. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Ball knocked loose. Scramble is on it. It's picked up here. Now it's taken away. Abby Jackson has got the ball. It's going to be a turnover on Morningside. Abby Jackson comes back. Now to Taz for three. Shot good. Taz Yorick knocks down a three-pointer from the right side. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 79-63 is the score. Hastings College down by 16. 25 seconds to play. There's Morningside running down the right sideline. The ball again is going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Taz Yorick. Long pass down to four. They get it to Jackson. She drives, shoots, misses the layup. Rebound comes down to the Mustangs with 10 seconds to play. That's going to be all she wrote. As Nicole Ronner is just going to dribble the ball in backcourt, and that's going to be the basketball game. Morningside wins the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship and a berth in the NAIA National Tournament up here in Sioux City as they come back and blow out the Broncos in the second half. After Hastings had a 6-point lead at halftime, 39-33, Hastings struggles in the second half, and Morningside wins it today by 16 over Hastings College, 79-63. So the Broncos finished the regular season 15-15, 10-10 in the conference. Morningside, the conference champs, 25-4 they finish, 17-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirstner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here this afternoon. Hastings College drops their regular season finale to Morningside. Final score of 79-63. Morningside jumped out to a quick 7-point lead in the first half at 12-5. Broncos came back, grabbed the lead at 21-19. Hastings then going on a 12-0 run there toward the tail end of the first half. The lead by their biggest margin of this ballgame at 33-19. Morningside came back to pull within 6 points at halftime, 39-33. Morningside then went on a 14-2 run to begin the second half of play. Got out to a 47-41 lead with about 14 minutes to play in this basketball game. But Hastings College came back to tie the score up at 47 points apiece. Had a 51-47 lead at the 11:26 mark, and then the wheels fell off the cart as the Hastings did not score again until Morningside rattled off 22 points in a row. Got out to a 69-51 lead over Hastings College. The Broncos went 9 minutes and 19 seconds without hitting a field goal. They had some free throws in there. In fact, they had 6 free throws thrown in there. So they went 9 minutes and 19 seconds without hitting a field goal. By then, it was 76-60, and the ball game was over as Morningside wins it here this afternoon. Mustangs got 35 points in the ball game today from Chelsea Trask. She throws down 6 three-pointers, 5 two-point field goals, and 7 free throws in 7 attempts. So Chelsea Trask had 35 points in the ball game. Bobby McManaman had 18. Those were the leading scorers in the ball game for Morningside. Shelby Baudette, she had 2. Leanne Osten had 5 points. Ashlyn Mule had 4. Hannah Bloom had 7 points. Jessica Teets had 2. Meredith Wall had 1. Jordan Wallenberg had 3 points and 2 points from Kayleen Anderson. Morningside hit 27 out of 57 for the ball game today, 47.4%. 13 out of 22 from three-point territory, 59.1%. And the Mustangs made 12 out of 21 free throws for 57%. Hastings College hit 24 out of 52 from the field today for 46%. 5 out of 18 on three-pointers for 27%. 10 out of 14 from the free-throw line, 71%. The rebounds, Hastings grossly out-rebounded by Morningside, 42-21, including 15-2 on the offensive end. Morningside turned the ball over 19 times. Hastings College had 12. Morningside with 2 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings had 6 block shots and 15 steals. Cammy Bruckman led the way today for Hastings College. She had 14 points. Brittany Wong, she had 11. 8 points for Chelsea Morton. 8 points for Melissa Thompson. 7 points for Taz York. 6 points for Laurel Zwiener. 5 for Frankie Peterson. 2 points for Josie Schopp and 2 from Sierra Williamson. So Hastings College, despite leading by 14 points in the first half, they couldn't sustain the momentum, and they lose today to Morningside by a score of 79-63. The Broncos 15-15 on the season, 10-10 in the conference. They'll get ready for the GPAC postseason tournament next Wednesday in the first round. Morningside, they improved to 25 wins and 4 losses. They are now 17-3 in the conference. So again, Morningside beats Hastings today in women's college play by the score of 79-63. That'll wrap up the women's ball game. We've got Doug Duda standing by. He's at the Century Link Center in Omaha for the championships of the state high school wrestling meet that's going on today. In fact, all weekend for the past 3 days. We'll check in with him, get a report on some of the local wrestlers. We'll come back here and spend a couple of minutes with Lance Creech, and then we got Hastings College men's basketball. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.